Welcome to the Small Batch edition of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, our roundtable podcast about what we're watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's Pop Culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See, and I'm here with Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Well, Stephen and I are here today because Fox has announced that the 15th season of American Idol, which will start in January of 2016, will be the end of the road for the series. As some of you know, Stephen and I have talked about American Idol a certain amount. We both used to watch it. I think we've both pretty much stopped watching it. The show has certainly brought some stars like Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood and some folks who found success in other fields like Jennifer Hudson and sure. Our favorite Tony nominee, Constantine Mavroulis.
We saw that coming.
Adam Lambert was told you will be the next rock god.
Yeah, like he will redefine music as we know it.
He's got a career. He's doing fine. He's got a career. He's got fans. He's kind of going the route of where a lot of these people wind up, where they have their own careers. And you and I both, from time to time, receive press releases that say, such and such person has a new album out. And it's like, oh, that guy.
Oh, Brooke White.
I remember that guy.
I used to forward you every single press
you
release
did.
That I got.
Sometimes you used to bring me their CDs to my desk. So we have a lot of warm memories of American Idol. Now, do you think this is a show that made specific mistakes that led to its declining audience? Or do you think there just was always a limited period of time people would be into this?
There's certainly a possibility that there was always going to be a limited time. I mean, once Simon Cowell left the show, a lot of people will point to that as this gigantic tipping point. And to me, that was a factor. But the bigger issue was that they made all these, I think, terrible missteps in judge casting in those kind of squishy middle years. They didn't really have a choice about losing Simon Cowell, but keeping Randy Jackson, bringing in Steven Tyler, who was, for me, the reason I stopped watching the show. The combination of just empty-headed obsequiousness and, like, leering at 15-year-old
girls. A little bit of creepiness,
And it got to the point where there was this ever more emphasis on the judging instead of the contestants, the judges weren't saying anything.
Right.
I could probably come up with like an x-axis and a y-axis
where
like people talking about it less, the show becoming less of a cultural phenomenon. If you wanted to feel like you were in touch with the culture, you didn't have to watch this show anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And as soon as you didn't feel obligated to watch it, I'm at least speaking for myself here.
Right.
If you didn't feel like I'm going to be missing out on what everyone is talking about, you suddenly have a bottoming out of the audience because there were a lot of people who not necessarily hate watched it, but just watched it out of a sense of like, this is what everyone's talking about.
Right. It was a very, very socially driven show. The irony to me is that in recent seasons, since they have put together this panel of Keith Urban and Jennifer Lopez and Harry Connick Jr., these are the judges I have actually enjoyed the most to watch. Particularly Harry Connick Jr. is a terrific judge and has introduced a real necessary note of skepticism about some of the gimmicky things that people do on American Idol. Tons and tons of runs up and down the scale trying to do everything as the fanciest way you could possibly sing it. He really has always had a sense that that's no great shakes.
Right.
Like, so when I actually watch the show, I enjoy it more than I used to.
Sure.
And yet I don't watch it very often.
It's as if I had given them notes on how to make the show better.
Yeah.
But at that point, I didn't want to watch it anymore.
Right.
I didn't need to watch it anymore from a being in the know about pop culture.
Right. Standpoint. And I think I would argue the other thing that happened that hurt that show is they did run into the kind of inevitability of, particularly as the show faded in popularity, a certain kind of person became much more invested in voting than anyone else was to impose something of a stereotype. Girls who were interested in kind of non-threatening
boys with acoustic guitars.
What they called the white guy with guitar. And they went through kind of a stretch where that was all that was winning. And there's been some relief from that. There were some other people, Candace Glover won. There have been other people. But for a while there, you just felt like this was the only kind of singer who was ever going to win. everybody else's efforts were kind of meaningless.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fair to point out, not every white guy with guitar is the same as the other ones.
Sure.
There's a difference between the style of, like, Philip Phillips, who is very Mumford and Sonsy.
Sure.
Versus David Cook, who was going for more of a rock guy.
A little bit more of a rock guy. Or Chris Allen, who was kind of, like, the script, you know, that kind of...
And more of a John Mayer-y almost kind of feel. Those guys are all different from each other. It's not fair to say those guys are all the same guy just because they're all white guys with guitars. But it does narrow, specifically, who you began to feel could legitimately win.
You had seasons where that result was still interesting. When you had Chris Allen versus Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
And you had...
Who were both good singers.
Who were both very, very talented.
Performers.
But it kind of became a little bit of like a culture war. Is this style of singing versus this style of singing? It was an interesting thing to witness, as opposed to some of those like later middle seasons where it just nobody interesting was getting to the end.
Yeah.
From American Idol sprang forth a whole bunch of competition, including The Voice.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, if you have The Voice on several nights a week and American Idol on several nights a week, I mean, American Idol at least had the good sense to stick to just the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't have like multiple seasons each year. There was still inevitably going to be overkill when you throw in a whole bunch of additional singing shows.
Yeah. And I think at some point, a certain amount of the social watching of television, of the Twitter and stuff like that, moved the Twitter. What I mean is the Twitter watching of television, stuff like that, moved to Scandal and Mad Men and other scripted stuff. They lost a little bit of what could have been the competitive advantage of the social aspect of the show, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday from iTunes or your favorite podcast provider or at npr.org. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.